The disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong has been officially stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles by the sport's governing body. The International Cycling Union has accepted the findings of the US Anti-Doping Agency's investigation. Armstrong received a life ban and the UCI president said he no longer had a place in world cycling. Emergency services have freed a truck driver who crashed into a house in Brisbane South. Crews had been working for more than 4 hours after the truck powered into a home at Annerley. The 38-year-old man has been taken to hospital in a serious condition. The government has revealed its plan to ensure a budget surplus, but now it needs to get it through the parliament. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, has slashed many of the middle-class benefits introduced under John Howard. The opposition won't say if it will support any of the changes proposed in yesterday's mini-budget. More young adults are drowning in Australia than ever before because they didn't learn to swim as children. That's according to a new report from the Royal Life Saving Society. The society says in the last 10 years there's been a 25% increase in drownings among people aged 15 to 24, and they're calling for swimming lessons to be now made compulsory in all primary schools in Australia. And overseas, US President Barack Obama and his Republican challenger Mitt Romney are preparing for their third and final presidential debate. Today's contest in Florida will focus solely on foreign policy. With just over 2 weeks to go before Election Day, national polls show the race is a dead heat.